Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 72 degrees, KSL's top story. Taxpayers in Salt Lake City will likely be on the hook to pay for an arena for a new NHL team, but in Arizona, taxpayers there have already been paying millions for this team for years. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Jeff, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman actually acknowledged the team's past struggles on Friday.
We could all talk about and reminisce, and I use that word in quotes, over the trials and tribulations of how we got here. But here is where we are.
The team declared bankruptcy not that long ago, just in 2009. Then there were struggles with the city of Glendale. Taxpayer money was used to keep the team in town for years, with millions spent just to keep the arena going. And it wasn't long before the city kicked the team out to move to Tempe. But taxpayers there did not approve plans for a massive stadium. Ryan Smith has already applied for a revitalization zone in Salt Lake City to update the Delta Center. That would mean a 0.5% increase in sales tax if the city council approves it. The goal, to get an additional $1 billion to give the team somewhere to play. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL Sports, former BYU quarterback Zach Wilson has been traded to the Broncos. After three rough years in New York with the Jets, the number two overall pick of his draft is heading to Denver. The Broncos are expected to send a 2024 sixth-round pick for Zach Wilson. KSL News Time 6:02. We have breaking news at KSL. We're hearing about a deadly crash involving a car and a UTV in Richfield this afternoon. Richfield City Police say they responded to a crash on Main Street at around 4 o'clock. They say the male driver of the UTV was ejected in the crash. He's been taken to the hospital where he died. The occupants of the other vehicle were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. We continue to follow the story at KSL News Radio. Just before 3 o'clock today, a shed collapsed at 9th East Browning Avenue while two men were working on a construction project. The collapse left one man pinned under the shed, another injured. The Salt Lake City Fire Department responded quickly to the situation.
Our crews evaluated where the person was. We were able to cut a hole in the roof and extricate him fairly quickly. All in all, it turned out to be a good situation, or a better situation than it could have been. Both men were very lucky to have been right in the right spot at the right time.
That was the captain of the fire department, Chad Jepperson. He says both men have been transferred to a hospital. They're recovering with minor injuries. Our rivers and streams are about to be brimming with fast-moving water, and officials are saying stay away.
None of our waterways are flooding so far, but several have already risen as high as 80% of what their banks can handle. And even though the snowpack isn't as crazy as last year, National Weather Service hydrologist Glenn Merrill tells me all this water can still be very dangerous.
It was snow just a few days ago, right? Those temperatures are very cold. The water temperatures are in the 30s. The flows are very fast, and they're very high. And we just need to give them a wide berth and be smart.
Merrill says he would not recommend getting into fast-moving water right now, and to give it some distance if you want to watch it. He says we'll likely see some rivers and creeks peak within the next couple of weeks before seeing the last of them peak sometime between late May and early June. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Witnesses are being called in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is the first witness to take the stand today, and his testimony resumes tomorrow. Former President Trump not happy to be in court for another week.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. It's very unfair.
Mr. Trump shaking his head and pursing his lips as prosecutors brought up the infamous Access Hollywood tape. They say Mr. Trump was bragging about committing sexual assault. New York Governor Kathy Hochul met today with the president of Columbia University and NYPD officials to discuss public safety initiatives as student protests continue on the campus. Governor Hochul is pleading with students to try to understand different points of view.
Students are scared. They're afraid to walk on campus. They don't deserve that.
The pro-Palestinian encampment-style protests have spread to at least 8 other universities. At Yale today, police arrested nearly 4 dozen students. New satellite photos suggest an apparent Israeli retaliatory strike targeting Iran hit a radar system for a Russian-made air defense battery. The images contradict repeated denials by officials in Tehran of any damage in the assault. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Schlaus, KSL News Radio.
A local fashion teacher is celebrating Earth Day by helping the next generation of fashion designers repurpose secondhand clothing into Earth Couture.
Amy Royer, Slick's Fashion Institute instructor, who also teaches a sustainability class, held a trashin' show, challenging her students to only spend $5 at local thrift shops to upcycle into new fashion designs. Sophomore Jonas Jacobs told me why he only shops secondhand for clothes.
It's cheaper, for one thing, and the clothes are normally higher quality, you know, for what you're paying for. Buying from places like Shein and H&M, they destroy the planet.
Then I asked Royer what message she hopes the next generation will take from this.
Consume less. That is literally the best thing that you can do, is consume less. And if you're purchasing, buy secondhand to give new life to those things so they don't end up in landfill.
Reporting from Slick South Campus, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.